This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manantha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says that Nepal will create a new history in the field of electricity trade. Nepal playing first match of ICC Men's T20 World Cup with Netherlands today at 9:15 p.m. President and Prime Minister express their best wishes. And Gaza ceasefire plan turns into deadly game of survival. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said that Nepal will make a new history in electricity trade as it is firmly ahead in the development of energy sector. Addressing the breakthrough program of Arun 3 hydropower project today, Prime Minister Dahal said that for the promotion of the energy sector, the government has brought sufficient provisions to attract private sector investment in the budget of the fiscal year 2024 to 2025. The Prime Minister said that in order to achieve the goal of zero carbon emissions, fossil fuel energy will be gradually replaced by clean and renewable energy. Additionally, Prime Minister Dahal added that necessary budget has been arranged for research and development to promote green ecosystem, development of hydropower projects and expansion of transmission lines. Nepal is playing its first match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup today on Tuesday. Nepal will be playing another associate member, the Netherlands, in Dallas Stadium in Texas, USA at 9:15 p.m. Nepali time. Both Nepal and the Netherlands are in Group D. Group D also includes full members Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and South Africa. In a telephone conversation with the Nepali national men's cricket team on Monday, President Ramchandra Pauril said that the entire country was backing up their national men's cricket team and expressed confidence the team would achieve success in their World Cup campaign. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has wished the Nepali men's cricket team the best of luck for their ICC T20 World Cup campaign. Issuing a statement today, the Prime Minister expressed his belief that Nepal's participation in the Cricket World Cup will make strengthen the country's identity worldwide. Prime Minister Dahal said that he was confident that the Nepali team would achieve historic success. Parliamentarians drew the government's attention on various contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. The current issues of reducing the risk of floods, landslide inundation, improving the quality of government schools and making the work of government offices effective were discussed. Likewise, issues of disaster preparedness weakness, inaccessibility of vehicles in remote areas, teaching arrangement in the government schools and that the problems faced by the employees in government offices were discussed. The parliamentarians also emphasized on the need to reduce the growing corruption in the country. Speaking in the special time in the meeting of the House of Representatives today, Nepali Congress lawmaker Sanjay Kumar Gautam urged all the political parties to rise above partisan interest and work in the national interest. Likewise, CPNUML lawmaker Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai has urged Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Balindra Shaha not to make provocative statements towards political leadership. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has arranged 374 beds at 52 hospitals for the free treatment of helpless and poor people. The private hospitals are obliged to allocate a minimum 10% beds and free treatment to the helpless and indigent people as per KMC's edict. Public Health Inspector at Health Department of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Dhanendra Shrestha, informed that so far 70 patients benefited from the scheme launched last February. Most of those received the service are from out of the capital city. The city of Pokhara celebrated the 74th Annapurna Climbing Day on June 3. The event was organized by the National Tourism Board Gandaki Province Office and featured traditional costumes, Panche Baza music and a rally from the Fishtail Gate to Barahi Sports Ground. The Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Surendra Raj Pandey, advocated for sustainable tourism in Pokhara. Various sections have poured in whether the budget was enough for the respective areas of the federal government unveiled budget for the fiscal year 2024 to 2025. During a discussion on the infrastructure and construction in budget organized by the Nepal Infrastructure's Journalist Society on Monday, the speaker said the most worrying problem is failure to spend budget in infrastructure projects. Secretary at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Gopal Prasad Singhdel, however, said not only government but also the construction entrepreneurs need to boost their capacity to spend budget. Chairman of Nepal Construction Entrepreneurs Federation, Ravi Singh, criticized the budget, reasoning that finance minister ignores suggestions from private sectors and business persons. On a different note, Federation of Handicraft Association of Nepal has complained that the recent budget failed to address the demand of establishing and operating the SHARC handicraft development sector. Two people died when a tripper hit them in Udaipur on the Madan Bhandari Highway. According to Chief Superintendent of Police Ramesh Thapa of District Police Office Udaipur, 30-year-old Raveen Shrestha and 24-year-old Hiradis in the motorcycle accident died. The tipper and the driver are under the control of the police and further investigation is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. For the leaders of both Hamas and Israel, ending the war in Gaza has become a deadly game of survival. According to the BBC, the term on which the war finally ends could largely determine their political future and their grip on power for Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, even his physical survival. The US says it has submitted a draft resolution to the UN Security Council supporting the ceasefire plan outlined by the US President Joe Biden. The three-phase plan involves an end to the conflict, the release of the hostages, and reconstruction of the Palestinian territory. The world's largest election could also be one of its most consequential, according to BBC. Early trends show the BJP-led alliance is leading in just under 300 seats, while opposition parties are ahead in about 200. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is eyeing a rare third consecutive term for himself and his Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. Early results show the Congress Party along with other opposition parties doing better than expected. China says its lunar probe has successfully taken off from the far side of the moon to begin its journey back to Earth, carrying the first ever samples collected from that region. According to BBC, Chinese state media says a module of the Chang'e 6 craft, named after the moon goddess in Chinese mythology, successfully lifted off about 7:38 on Tuesday. China is the only country to have landed on the far side of the moon, having also done so before in 2019. The Australian Defence Force, ADF, will allow recruits from foreign countries, including the UK, to help grow its ranks. According to the BBC, Australia has been struggling with enlistment shortfalls as it seeks to beef up its armed forces in the face of what it says are growing regional threats. Minister for Defence Richard Marles said the changes to eligibility requirements were essential to meet the nation's security challenges through the next decade and beyond. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has been acquitted of leaking state secrets but will remain in jail because of a conviction in another case. The BBC reports in the run-up to election in February, the 71-year-old, who was ousted as Prime Minister in 2022, was hit with three prison sentences for cases he insisted were politically motivated. Khan was sentenced to 10 years in prison in January on charges of making public a diplomatic cable in 2022. Claudia Sheinbaum has been elected as Mexico's first woman president in an historical landslide win. The BBC reports saying Mexico's official electoral authority that preliminary results showed the 61-year-old former mayor of Mexico City winning between 58% and 60% of the vote in Sunday's election. Ms. Sheinbaum will replace outgoing President Obrador on 1st October. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in all provinces, with the hilly region and light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Also, there are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind and local air in the country with influence of India's low pressure system ranging around Bihar of India up to the west Bangladesh. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says that Nepal will create a new history in the field of electricity trade. Nepal playing first match of ICC Men's T20 World Cup with Netherlands today at 9:15 p.m. President and Prime Minister express their best wishes. And Gaza ceasefire plan turns into deadly game of survival. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.